Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lohem Chelek, Lo'olam Haba. And just to be makdim, this is an inyan that, Baruch Hashem, we've spoken about in the past. We've learned Chelek together as a Chabur in the past. It's also something that obviously is very fundamental to Yiddishkeit, something that comes up a lot, but Im Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. That is, the Teres Chaim, in the beginning of Perik Chelek, and interestingly enough, it's also a blot ago on Daf Peiches Amid Beis, he asks a very obvious question. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. It sounds like every Yid wakes up in the morning as having a Chelek in Olam Haba. Now, you could do something to lose your Chelek in Olam Haba, Rachmana Litzlan. But the starting point is, the baseline is, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Stating that, the Teres Chaim says, there are so many Gemaras that seem to suggest that really you have to do things in order to merit a chelik in Olam Haba. And even the great tzaddikim weren't sure whether or not they would have a chelik in Olam Haba. And just to demonstrate with a few chazals, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amar Alef, coming up Ezer Hashem next week, says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashkach L'Eliyo. Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyo Anavi. And he asked him a whole bunch of questions. One of the questions that he asked him was, Amar Lei Emas Osi Moshiach. Tell me, Eliyo Anavi, you're tapped in. When is Moshiach coming? Amar Lei. So Eliyo Anavi said, why are you asking me? Zil Shaila L'Didei. You want to know when Moshiach's coming? Go to Mashiach and ask him. So he said, I could ask Mashiach? I didn't realize he's open to having this conversation. He said, Hecha Yosef, where is he? So he told him, Apischa de Karta. You can find him at the gate of the city of Rome. Umaisi Mone. He said, how will I know that it's him? Meaning, I'm assuming there's a lot of people there. So how am I going to know that it's Mashiach? So he said, you're going to see that he's Yosef ben Yaniyeh Soiv L'Chalom. He's sitting together with people that are not well. V'kulon sharu v'asire b'chazim. And all the people that are there, they have bandages and they have doctors and nurses and people that are attending to them. And all these people, they're tying and they're untying their bandages at the same time. Meaning, they take off the bandage, they let their wound breathe a little bit, then they put it back on. But when he takes his bandages off, he does it one at a time. The reason he does that is because he's concerned. Maybe they're going to need him immediately to come up here, meaning pisayim yavai, right? Maybe it's time for Mashiach to come. To Lo Yakiv. He doesn't want to have to put his bandage on quickly. He doesn't want that the Yisma Meya should be 1 second longer than it needs to be. Either way, also like a base, Rabbi Shulman Levi goes to the entranceway of Rome, and he sees one chayla who's taka taking his bandages and he's tying it and untying it in the way that Eliyahu Navi described it, and he realizes it must be Mashiach. So he goes over to him and he tells him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari. So apparently this is the way we're going to greet Mashiach. So this is what we're going to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomari. So Mashiach responded to Rabbi Shua ben Levi and he told him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. So he told him right away, right? No small talk. Le'emas Osimar. When are you coming already? Right? Shalom Alechem. It's nice to meet you. You're Mashiach, wow, right? No, that's not what he said. He said, when are you coming? Amaleis, and he told him, Hayoy, I'm coming today. Believe he heard this, he didn't have to hear anything else. So he went to Eliyo, Amaleis, he told him, Hayo Amalach. He says, tell me, you went to Mashiach, and you asked him when he's coming, so what did he tell you? He says, well, first of all, I told him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yemayri, and he responded, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. Amaleis, he says, I want you to know something, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Avtachloch Ulavuch La'amadasi. That means there's a Havtacha that you and your father are both going to have a chelik. If Mashiach called you by your name, and he said, Bar Levi, you know what that means? Guaranteed you have a Havtacha that you're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Amaleis, but then he said, you know something, Shakuri Koshakavi, but he lied to me. He said, why did he lie to you? Donnelly, because he told me, Ayoim Kasin, he said he's coming today. He said, I waited for Shkiel, Yohanov. I didn't come back to you right away because I assume Mashiach's going to come. And Lamaisne, Veloyase, he didn't come. Amaleis, he told me, you didn't understand what Mashiach was trying to tell you. Hachi Amalach, what he was telling you was, Hayoim and Bekoidle Sishmo. Not today, Dafka today. Meaning, Sishoin Tzait, all the Simon, and we check every. In Bekoidle Sishmo, Hayoim, that's a pasuk that Mashiach is going to come. Either way, this is a class. Faith Teres Chaim, what's going on over here? You should know, said Eliyahu Hanavi to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that from the fact that Mashiach said, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, Avtachach Loch Ulavuch La'amadasi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi needed a Avtacha that he's going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. What happened to Kol Yisrael? Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. It's poshut that he's going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masech, this Tainis, Tavchav Beizam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Roika Choyza, have a Shchich B'Shuk Kedabei Lefet. Rabbi Roika Choyza, he used to spend time in the Shuk of Lefet. Havashchiach Eliyahu Gabe, and Eliyahu Hanavi was shchiach by him, meaning he used to reveal himself to him. Amalei, so one time, Rabbi Reika Chayza is talking to Eliyahu Hanavi, and he says, tell me, is there anybody in the shuk right now that is a Bar Almadasi that is going to be a Ben Olam Haba? Amalei, he told him, loy, nobody. There's no one in the shuk right now that's a Ben Olam Haba. As they're talking, Chazal Hu Gavra, Eliyahu Hanavi saw a person, Davasai Masani Uchmi, who was wearing black shoes, and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei told him, "Hi bar amadasehu." He says, "You asked me a minute ago, is there anyone in the shuk that's a ben olam haba?" I told you, "No." I take that back. You see that person right there? He's a ben olam haba. So Rod Basre, so Rab Breika Chayzoi ran after him. Amalei told him, "Tell me, who are you?" Amalei told him, "Zilo idav atal." I said, "I can't talk to you now. If you want, I'll be here tomorrow. Come back to me tomorrow. I'll tell you who I am." Lamach the next day, Amalei told him, "I ofta, who are you? Like, what do you do for a living?" Amalei he told him, "Zanduknana." He said, "I'm a shomer in a beis asurim. That's what I am. I work in a jail, and I am one of the shomerim. I'm security." And you should know, in my beis asurim, there's a men's section and there's a ladies' section for pritzos reasons. Not just that. V'ramina puriyayu ben hani lahani. He says, "I sleep between the men and the women to make sure that no one's going to do an avera. In fact, if I ever see a bas yisrael that the nachrim are looking at, I will literally risk my life to protect the women." One time, there was a naim murasa, the other nachrim einayu, and I saw all the nachrim were looking at her inappropriately. So what I did was I took the sediment of red wine, and I threw it on her begadim. And I told them that she's a nida now. It's like this; nobody would want to start up with her. So a breaker continued talking to this person. He told him, "My time less lachuti." He says, "Tell me, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? V'ramis masani yuchmi. You're wearing black shoes. Shalikim in a Yisrael. Why are you dressed this way?" Amalei, he told him, "I lead even afik them b'day nachrim." He said, "Because I deal a lot between the nachrim. Gihechad lady, you don't know. I'm undercover. I don't want them to know I'm a yid. And the reason I don't want is because I use my protectsi to save Jews. Gihavigazri exerto. Because whenever there's a gzeirim moidano lulu rabbanon, I notify the rabbanon ubo rachmi, and the rabbanon davin." And then he continued, he said, "Why did you tell me come back tomorrow?" So he told him, "Because I was in the middle of dealing with a big askonis, and there was no time for me to talk." Either way, this was the person that Eliyahu Navi pointed at. And when he said that this person is a ben olam haba, as they were talking, also another two people entered the shuk. Asi Amar Lei, so Yonavi came running to Abroika and he told him, "Hanach nami bnei amadasin." You should know those people are also bnei olam haba. Also Gabayos, he went to them. Amar Lei told him, "Mayav daichu, what do you do?" Amar Lei, they said, "Inchi beduchi anam." He said, "We're batchanim. We make people laugh. If we ever see someone that's depressed, we go out of our way to put a smile on their faces." He said, "Not just that. If we knew two people that are fighting, they're having a machloikis, we go to them and we're mechayed and we make sure that they're not going to have a machloikis." Tarchina v'avdina lehu shlomo. The bottom line is, these were the people that Eliyahu Navi pointed to that are going to be bnei olam haba. Freik the teres chayim. What's going on over here? You have to be on the level of this person who was a shomer in the Beis HaSurim. You have to be like the Hanoch Bat Choni of this famous Gemara here in Tainus. I thought, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Do you wake up in the morning a Ben Olam Haba? Fakert. You have to do something great and incredible in order to merit a Chelek Olam Haba. And the truth is, these are two dramatic, fun stories. But really, there's so many Mamari Chazal that talk about that. If you do this, you get a Chelek Olam Haba. Right? Brochus Taftal Ramad Beis. Amar Rabbalos, Amar Rabbavino. Kol Oimer Tilo Ludovit. That's Ashrei. Bechol Yoim Sholosh Pa'amim. Muftach Loi Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Right? If somebody says Ashrei three times, he's guaranteed that he's going to have. How about the Gemara that we learned on Daf Pei Chesam and Beis? The Gemara said, "Sholchu mitom ezel ben olam haba. Who's a ben olam haba? A nafson ushval beirach shayef ayel shayef nafik kores beraisa tadiru v'le machzik devusul nafshei." And who everybody look at? Rav Ula bar Abba. What's going on over here? I thought every person has a chelik in olam haba. So is it Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik olam haba, or do you have to do things and sometimes extraordinary things in order to merit a portion in Olam Haba? Says the Teres Chaim that I think the answer to this question is a Tosfos. It's Tosfos in Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The context over there is Ahu Yoyme Dashkafte de Rebbe. The day that Rebbe passed away, which we know is one of the infamous moments and episodes of Jewish history, Kamakumas in the Shtabru on what happened on that day. The Gemara itself has almost a daf and a half of different divrei agada. But one of the things the Gemara says is, on the day that Rebbe left the world, Nafka Baskala, a Baskal came out, Va'amra, and said, Kol Dahava Bashkafte the Rebbe, any person that was present when Rebbe died, Mizuman Hu L'chayo Elam Abba, is going to merit a portion in the world to come. Freik Toysfis over here, the Teres Chaim's Kasha. Tema, Valoi Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lem Chelik L'Elam Abba. What's going on over here? I thought Kol Yisrael is Yesh Lem Chelik. By the way, you know who Shtel sued this Toysfis? Reb Kiveger and Gilyon Hashas. We just learned three Reb Kivegers, right? So Reb Kiveger was mitzayin the Toysfis in Soita Dafhe, the Mishnah in Soita Dafches, and now this Toysfis right here in Ksuvas Dafkov Gimel on the base. Oh, but Frank Toysfis, what's going on over here? If somebody was present, Bashkafta the Rebbe is going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba, Valoi Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik in Olam Haba, says Toysfis, Upirish Avraham Meir, Kol Hecha Da Omar Mezumin L'chayo Olam Haba, that you should know, wherever it says Mezumin L'chayo Olam Haba, Hainu Beloy. The lashon of the Gemara is Kol Dahava Bashkafte the Rebbe is Mizumin Hu L'Chayo Olam Haba. Not Yesh Lo Chelik Lo Olam Haba. That's Poshet, because Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Chelik Lo Olam Haba. The Chiddush is Mizumin L'Chayo Olam Haba. Mizumin means you're ready, sealed, signed, and delivered. Right? Mizumin means Hineini Achshav. Mizumin L'Chayo Olam Haba means that the person doesn't even have to go through the rigors and the refining of Gehenim, etc., etc., in order to merit a portion of the world to come. In other words, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelik L'Olam Haba, says Tosfos. But mi yodea what a person's going to have to go through in order to merit a portion of the world to come. Avada, this Gehenim, this different inyanim that a person's neshama needs in order to be able to enter Olam Haba. But Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelik L'Olam Haba tells you that at the end of the day, you're going to end up in Olam Haba. But does that mean you're mezumen, that you're not going to have to go through everything that needs to happen in between? That not. When the Baskel came out and said, whoever was there, Bashkafta the Rebbe, is mezumen ulechai Olam Haba, what it meant was that they're going to go to Olam Haba, and it's going to be beloy din or beloy yisum. So it says the Teres Chaim that you have to say all these gemaras that talk about, am I going to get avada Olam Haba? Avada kol, you wake up, kol Yisrael, yesh lam chelik Olam Haba. The question is, are there going to be stopovers? The question is it going to be something that's going to be niknas b'yisurim? That's the question. Mezumen ulechai Olam Haba means you're not going to have to go through any yisurim. Now the truth is, Tosfos was saying it in the Gemara in Ksubas, where the lashon of the Gemara is, whoever was there bashkafta the Rebbe is mezumen. Mezumen means you're ready, you're prepared. Right? That's what it means. Hazmana milse. You're ready. You're prepared for it. Prepared means that you're ready to go. You don't have to go through any yisurim in order to get there. Go through all those Gemaras that we mentioned. The Gemaras don't say mezumen. Muftach. Right? Ben oylem haba. It's different lashonis. The word mezumen feeds right into what Tosfos is saying. Some of those other lashonis of the Gemaras that we mentioned, not as much. But I just want to suggest one ha'ara as it relates to the Iker Shaila. And that is, the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. Mitzachen, you find all these chazals that seem to suggest that you have to merit it. Bar Levoi, Rab, Breika Choyza, Brachas Dav Dalid, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Rav Ula Bar Abba, right? All these different Gemaras. Whoever was there, Bashkafta the Rebbe. What about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches, right? This is a good one. Where the Gemara talks about Bchanina Ben Tradian, who he met Rav Yosi Ben Kismet. He wanted to know, am I going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba? Right? Did you ever do anything? It was Neschalofli Moishal Purim, that whole mice over there. Right? What do you mean? It's Poshit he was going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. So you find by big tzaddikim, even they weren't sure whether they're going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. It's a big pelt. So Teres Chaim Shtelsu this Toysfis in Ksubis Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. And of course, this would seem to be a big Yisoid in terms of understanding the Sugya. But maybe you could say something else based on something that I heard from Yedidi Reb Levi Chomsky, who heard this from Hagoyin Reb Moshe Shimon Shapiro Shlita, who heard this from Hagoyin Reb Meir Alevi Soloveitchik, Zeichet Tzadok Levrach. That is, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, it's Perik Yudale Halacha Gimel. He's talking about what we tell a person that's coming to be Megayim. So there's a whole process of Geiris. Ketzem Mekabum Geiri Atzedek. That's the way the Rambam starts Halacha Aleph. So in Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, Ukeshem Shemidin Oysa Oinchen Shal Mitzvos, Kach Moidin Oysa Yischaren Shal Mitzvos. That just like we notify the ger of the punishment that a person will get if he violates the mitzvah satayra, we're also maidiyah him the schar that you're going to get for being mekayim the mitzvahs. U'maidiyah noise and we are maidiyah him. Shebasiyas mitzvahs elu. That if a person is going to do these mitzvahs, yizkel chayo olam haba. He's going to merit a chayo olam haba. V'she'en sham tzadik gomor, elo bali chochma she'oise mitzvahs elu v'yoyt. Says the Rambam Vayta. Va'omrim lo, and we tell him. Have you idea? You should know. Sha'olam haba einoy tzofun elo letzadikim. That olam haba is something that's tzofun. It's hidden away for the tzadikim. Ve'hem Yisrael, and they are Yidden. And when you see Yidin that are in pain in this world, you should know that they're suffering a little bit in this world, but they have a tremendous toiv in the next world. And the reason they're not getting the toiv in this world is it's impossible, because the toiv of Olam Haba is not something that you can get in this world. But again, we tell the ger as part of his gerus process that you should know that if you're going to do mitzvahs, you're going to get schar. What's the schar going to be? Yiske l'chaya olam haba. And we tell him, have your idea. Shoha olam haba einoy tzofon elo letzadikin. Vehem Yisrael. The olam haba is something that's exclusive to Yidden. It's exclusive to tzadikim. If you're a tzadik gomer, she ain't shon tzadik gomer elo bal chochma shoyis and mitzvah zeilu v'yoyden, that's when you're going to merit a portion of the world to come. So the Rambam says that one of the things we tell the ger is that you should know if you're a megayer, you will have an opportunity to be a yid, you'll do a yid, you can do mitzvahs, you'll be zeichet olam haba, which is something that she ain't shon tzadik gomer elo bal chochma shoyis and mitzvah zeilu v'yoyden. A little hard to read that Rambam, but you should know that olam haba is einu tzofen elo letzadikim v'hein Yisrael. So, Rameir Soloveitchik asked that the Rambam seems to be saying that Olam Haba is something that's exclusive to Yidden, right? Only a Yid could have a chelik in Olam Haba. Everyone knows the Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, this is in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos. Any person that's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, the Nizer LaSoyson, and he's Nizer to observe the Sheva Mitzvos. Hareze MeChasidei Umay Sa'olam, the Yesh Loi Chelik Loilam Haba. He's from the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, and he has a Chelik in Loilam Haba. In fact, the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayos here in Perek Chelik says the same exact Yisoid, and he says, you know what, my Raya is from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that there were four Hedyotis that had no Chelik in Loilam Haba. Who are they? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Who was the Beis? Bilam, right? Bilam has no chelik in Olam Haba. Bilam was from the Umay Sa'olam. Of course he has no chelik in Olam Haba, right? The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik in Olam Haba. So why are you telling me ve'elu she'en lam chelik in Olam Haba, Bilam? The Teretz says, because really, the Umay Sa'olam could also have a chelik in Olam Haba. There's a concept of Chasidei Umay Sa'olam. Bilam was from the Umay Sa'olam. He wasn't from the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam. And it's for that reason Bilam goes down as one of the people that have no chelik in Olam Haba. Of a Freikram, Meir Halevi Soloveitchik, he says, I have a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Ches, Hilchas Malach Malach Yud Aleph says, Kol Mekabum Shevim Mitzvahis Venizel Asoysam Harezem And in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, we tell the Geret Tzedek, have you idea, Sha'olam Haba in Eitzofan, Elo Letzadikim, Vehen Yisrael. So could a guy, Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, have a Chelek in Olam Haba, or could he not have a Chelek in Olam Haba? So Rameir Alevi said, it's Muchach from the Rambam. There's an Olam Haba that even the Umay Sa'olam can have, albeit the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam. And then there's the Olam Haba that's in Itzofen Elo Letzadikim Veheim Yisrael. That's only Shnayich for the Yidden. The Rambam in Perek Ches Hilchas Melachim was talking about one Olam Haba, and the Rambam in Perek Yidal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah was talking about another Olam Haba. Said Rameir Alevi, what's the Makar to these two Olam Habas? So he said, I think the Makar is a Gemara Masechtes Brachas Taf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Abchiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Kulam, all the Neviim that talked about utopian times, Loi Nesnavu Elo Yimoy Samashiach, they were referring to the days of Mashiach. Avol Olam Haba, but as relates to Olam Haba, the Neviim never said Nevu about Olam Haba. Why? Because Ayin Loi Ras, Eli Kimzul Asecha. No one's ever seen, even the Neviim don't know what Olam Haba looks like, and as a result, it can't be that that's what their Nevu was referring to. The Gemara says, Am Rabchi Barab, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabchi Barab said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNeviim Kulon Loi Nesnavu Elul Bali Tshuva. That different memory. That it could be all the Nevuas that the Neviim said really was referring to Olam Haba. But it's the Olam Haba of the Balei Tshuva. Aval Tzadikim Gemurim, Ayin Loi Rasa, Elikim Zulascha. But as it relates to the Tzadikim Gemurim, over there already it's Ayin Loi Rasa. In the second member of Amr Abchiyah Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Nevuah of the Neviim was referring to Olam Haba. But it's referring to the Olam Haba of the Balei Tshuva. As it relates to the Olam Haba of the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's a much higher level. Ayin Loi Rasa. The Gemara says that's not like Rabbi Avoh. Because Rabbi Avoh said, Makim Shabali Tshuva Oimdem Tzadikin Gemurim Einem Oimdem. So the Baal Tshuva is actually going to have a bigger Oilam Haba than the Tzadik Gemurim. That's not our sugi now. But the bottom line is, Sneder Meir Alevi, you see from the Gemara, there's two Oilam Habas. There's the Oilam Haba of the Baal Tshuva, and there's the Oilam Haba of the Tzadik Gemur. One Oilam Haba, the Nevi'im, we're able to see. There's another Oilam Haba of Ayin Lai Rasa Elohim Zulascha. The Oilam Haba that the Nevi'im was Shayach to, the lower level of Oilam Haba. That's what the Rambam's referring to in Hilchas Malachim Perek Ches. The Olam Haba that the Rambam is talking about in Perek Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Bia, the Olam Lo Yehavi Yodea, Olam Haba in Itzofen Elo Litzadikim, the Heim Yisrael. That's referring to the higher Madrega of Olam Haba. In fact, the Rambam's Loshen of Shein Shom Tzadik Gomer Elo Bal Chachma is a little bit mashma like. Right, that's that other Olam Haba, that's the Lashon HaRambam over here of Tzadik Gomer, said Rameir. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur for Rameir Alevi, that really there's two Olam Habas, and it jumps off the pages in the Rambam, because otherwise we have a good old-fashioned Steer HaRambam, whether Umay Sa'olam, Chassidu Umay Sa'olam, Ashayach Olam Haba, or whether Chassidu Umay Sa'olam, Anashayach Olam Haba. You know, we once shelled to a Toistris in Bava Basra, Daf Yedzayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says, there are three people that got in this world. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram dechsev Bakol, Yitzchak dechsev Mikol, and Yaakov dechsev Kol. Three people got Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Tetz Bava Mebeis that Iyov was Hetimei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Me'ein Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. And Tosa says a Teretz. I once thought, according to this Rameir Alevi, it's half of a fella, because it's a man that says that Iyov was a God. He wasn't a Yid. It's Machlokes who Iyov was. But one man says he was an Eini Yehudi. Yesh Loimer, this Brisa holds that Iyov was an Eini Yehudi. And Enochinami, Iyov got Me'ein Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. Or be Iyov's Olam Haba is an Ander Olam Haba from Avram. From Yitzchak and Yaakov, because as an Eino Yehudi, his Olam Haba is the Olam Haba of the Chassidei Umay Soilam. So it's true, he taka got it. But the Chiddush from the Brice is Shloisha Hetimim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, the Olam Haba of Ayin Leirasa Likim Zulascha. Yet the Olam Haba, not the Olam Haba of Perik Ches Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam of Perik, the Olam Haba of Perik Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Bias. It's true, Eiv got me in Olam Haba. Oh, but he got me in his Olam Haba. His Olam Haba is Perik Ches Halachas Malachim. But as it relates to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, what's their Olam Haba? It's Perik Yedal Hilchas Yisurei Bias. And that's what they got. That's their Meir Olam Haba. But either way, L'chayra, this var for Meir Alevi would seem to be a mafteach, maybe. It'd be a schlissel to answer all the great sakashas that the Teres Chaim asked. And all these different gemaras want, mitzarechot kol yisrael yesh lam chelik loylam haba. But mitzad sheni, there's an inyan of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian and Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Reuke Chayza and all these different gemaras, you do this, you do that. Whoever was there, bashkafta the Rebbe, why are we all fighting for a chelik in Olam Haba? You're a yid by definition, you can have a chelik in Olam Haba. The teretz is, not tzvei dinim in Olam Haba. And it could be that's what's going on over here. It could be this, all these different gemaras that talk about, yeah, Olam Haba, not Olam Haba. That's a shayla of the Olam Haba of Ayin Le'iras Alikim Zulascha. It's the Olam Haba that suffered the tzaddik in the Heim Yisrael. That Olam Haba, the Kol Yisrael, the baseline Olam Haba, maybe the Olam Haba, Perek Chesel Ches Malachim, that's Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik Le'olam Haba. The Umay Yisraelim have to earn it. Chassidei Umay Yisraelim. The Yid wakes up with it. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Le'olam Haba. But all these different Gemaras where yeah, Olam Haba, Nishna Olam Haba, could be that's referring to the higher Madrega Olam Haba. And the emes is I found it's Kamat Mefurish in the Be'er Sheva. So the Be'er Sheva, one of the Kadmoinim, right? Late 1500s, early 1600s, Italy. One of the great, great Ga'onim, Rabbi Socher Ber Eilenberg, the Baal Be'er Sheva, right here in the beginning of Perek Chelik, he has a whole Arichus. And he's very, very, very bothered with all these kashas that the Teres Chaim asks. His lashon is kosher be'enai tuva, and he starts verifying different gemaras where you find that different tzaddikim weren't sure if they were going to have a chelik in olam haba. Freak the Be'er Sheva. Why were they so unsure? L'chayr it's pashit. What happened to Kol Yisrael? Yesh lam chelik olam haba. Says the Be'er Sheva. L'chayr nirali. The lashon olam haba haniske b'chol gemara lo nemar b'shava al madrega achas. That even though you find olam haba mentioned so often in the gemara, it's not all the same. Ki lashon olam haba koyle. Chalukai zu mizu. The word Olam Haba is koil several madregas. Achas gedoyle ve'al yoyno yoyse mechaverta. U'bizmanim nefrodim v'rechaykim zu mizu. K'moyshe yisbar. And he goes on to explain. But this is mamish to your side. Rambeir Alevi said it briskish. Two Rambams. Perik ches hilchas malachim. Perik gedalad hilchas yisurei biya. Tzdot tzvei dinim in Olam Haba. Beisan ha-gemar in brachis lamadalad amad beis. De Be'er Sheva said in his nusach that Olam Haba niske b'chala gemar lo nemar b'shava madrega achas. The lashon of Olam Haba is koylul harbe madrega is chaluka izu mizu achas gedoyle val yoyne yoyse mechaverto b'zmanim nefrodim v'rechaykim zu mizu. Way above my pay grade. But the bottom line is not all Olam Habas were created equally. And that said, the Be'er Sheva is the mahalach to understand the stira that you seem to find the Chazal, where on the one hand kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'Olam Haba, but yet at the same time there were great tzaddikim that were wondering out loud whether, yeah, the baseline Olam Haba, that's Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. As it relates to different Madregas in Olam Haba, that's what all these Gemaras are. So we have two Mahalchim. We have the Mahalch of the Teres Chaim, where, yeah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba, but the question is, how many stopovers? How many layovers? How many delays? Like, what are you going to have to go through in order to get there? That's what all these Gemaras were about. That's the Lashon Mezumen Ben Olam Haba. You're right there. And then we have the Mahalch of the Be'er Sheva that we spoke at, Alpi Teirasa Yishal Rameir Halevi. Either way, we're just getting started here in the sugyas of Olam Haba. And Tchias HaMesim, again, Dvarim Ha'oimdim Berumay Shal Olam. These are literally Ikrim. Literally Ikrim. And Be'ezer Hashem, looking forward to continuing to discuss this very, very foundational topic.